was Chapter 7, Mishnah 3, Adiach bo Salei Zaisim v'Salei Anavim. If a person dips in the mikveh a basket of grapes or a basket of olives, so v'shinu esmara, then it changes the color of the water, kosher. So the mikveh is still kosher, and the reason it's still kosher is because it's not like substance hasn't fallen into it. It's just the residue from the basket. It's not the actual like grape or olive leftovers, which we'll see just now, is a problem. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Mayat seva poislin oisa b'shloisha lugin. Says Rabbi Yossi, da water, any water colored that's been colored with da, invalidates a mikveh by three lugs, as if it is drawn water. V'ayna poislin oisa b'shino mara, but doesn't pass all the mikveh, changes its color. If the da water changes the color of the mikveh, it's still okay. If wine or olive liquid, now we're talking about not the basket, but the actual wine or the actual like olive liquid falls into the mikveh, then vishina esmarin, it changes the color, pasul. So then the mikveh is pasul. It changes its color. Kaisad ya, say what should he do if this happens? How does he fix the mikveh up? Yamtin la ad shiyer du gishamim v'chazri marim l'mar hamam. You can either wait for rain to fall, and the water and the mikveh will change back to its original color. Or you bo abra himself, it's already got 40 sayers in when it changed color. Memale bekasa for noisa nasochi, he can just take drawn water and he can just fill it up with as much drawn water as he likes. Actually, chazru meram lemaramam, until the color of the mikveh goes back to the color of normal water.